Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, June 20th, 2022. This morning I will talk about difficult people. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious and most merciful Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, law and justice are yours, for you advocate for us in our hour of weakness, when strength fails and we find ourselves all alone. We confess that we seldom feel sorry for the immigrant, the widow, and the orphans in our midst, in our busyness, aloofness, and greed. Do not leave us in our ugly moments. We give thanks for the witness of the saints, the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us not despise the Holy Spirit or close our eyes to the apathy of the world, but give us hearts for your people. In the power of your Holy Spirit, make us advocates for your tender mercies. Waken our spirits to the evil around us and soften our hearts to bear the burdens of others who cannot bear it for themselves. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Gospel of Mark alone tells the odd story of an encounter between an exhausted Jesus and a persistent Syrophoenician woman who won't be denied. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter, and he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to give the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement you may go your way, the demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. This is Mark 7:26-30. People today love to hate this story because it looks like Jesus is disrespecting a woman. But this story teaches an important lesson about intercessory prayer, justice, and care for other people. What kind of care, that is, justice rights, should a difficult, that is, unsympathetic, undeserving, inconvenient patient receive? We are all in need of an advocate at some point in this life. Jesus heals the woman's daughter, not because of her faith, but because she will not be denied. Her faith is displayed in her persistence. She's not Jewish. She's a Gentile. The face of evil many times is displayed for the lack of care for others who have fallen into pits that they have dug for themselves. One of the first things you notice working in an institutional setting is that not all residents or patients receive equal care and treatment. For example, everyone knows that Alzheimer's patients cannot remember things, so those that do not have family visits get less attention, and staff may push family members who do not get involved in patient care for early hospice care or do not resuscitate orders. One reason I felt called to Hispanic ministry was the poor treatment I observed in the hospital for those picked up by emergency medical technicians, that is, EMTs. Drunks who do not speak English were simply strapped to a gurney and left to dry out, often screaming for hours. One Hispanic man I met was classified as mute and confined to the psychiatric ward. He was not mute if you addressed him in Spanish. Since 2011, many hospitals have employed bilingual staff, so these conditions have hopefully improved. Street people are likely to have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic in that they rely on hospital emergency departments that have been, since 2020, overflowing with COVID patients. Street people are often frequent flyers who would normally have only received minimal care because the staff knows them by name and refuses to refer them for more intense care. Intensive care might include more diagnostic procedures, longer stays, or referral to psychiatrics in view of the many traumas that street people endure. Street people not admitted to emergency departments may have no other alternative and may delay care until their conditions become life-threatening. A similar problem may arise for elderly people living with relatives who used to dump them off late Friday night to an emergency department for nondescript reasons, knowing that they would not be discharged until Monday morning. While you may not agree with offering this sort of service, the time off given worn-out caregivers and the hot meals given the elderly played an important role in some people's lives that has simply gone away. Johnson, a sociologist, spent 2 weeks living inside several jails in Rio de Janeiro and interviewed numerous prisoners and former prisoners. He observed, "When the pastors embraced rapists, prayed with the murderers, sang worship songs with the drug dealers, and treated all the inmates as people endowed with inherent worth, they were participating in an activity that subverted the social order." What is perhaps most surprising is the level of respect afforded pastors among the poor generally, prisoners, and even the narco gangs, up to the point that gangs generally allow members to leave if they join a Pentecostal church as long as their conversion and subsequent religious practice were deemed genuine. In this context, becoming a Christian is the only way to leave a gang other than in a body bag. Pentecostal support for prisoners in jail under the most inhumane conditions speaks loudly against the attitude that gang members are subhuman, killable people. Killable people in Rio de Janeiro are generally poor, unemployed descendants of slaves who live in favelas and who Brazilians do not cry for. While Johnson only documents police violence in the Brazilian context, these same issues of apathy and violence are also witnessed in recent examples of police shootings in the United States. Like hospital workers, police have their frequent flyers who without a doubt, disappear or turn up dead more often than others. The story of the Syrophoenician woman highlights the important role of advocacy in an apathetic world. People in need often cannot defend themselves. Shock and depression can easily advance one's passing. Consider these situations. The patient being diagnosed with cancer, who likely cannot hear what their doctor advises and may not be able to advocate with lazy schedulers for prompt care when the cancer is aggressive and time frames important. The elderly person without means of support who has no caring relatives. The unborn child whose mother lives on the edge and cannot care for herself, let alone a child. The street person, addict, and psychiatric who have lost the ability to keep up with life. The prisoner who likely cannot resist a prejudiced or bullying correction officer. The small countries who may be unable to defend themselves from aggressive neighbors. The immigrant who has escaped poverty and violence, knows no one, and cannot support themselves. At this point in our history, many people fall into these situations, not just immigrants, widows, and orphans. Human rights simply means seeing people in need as created in the image of God and as such deserving of respect and care. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.